Frustrated homeowners in East Hyde Park say they've been waiting more than a year for someone to take down a damaged utility pole that looks like it's barely held together by rope and caution tape. Their comments on the website Nextdoor led WVXU to question the repair system. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with more on how at least one utility is trying to address the problem. Spokeswoman Sally Thielen says Duke Energy is usually the first on the scene restoring power when a wooden utility pole is damaged.
We'll install a new pole, and depending on what infrastructure is on the existing pole, in those regards, we need to wait for the other utilities to come in and relocate their utilities before the pole actually gets pulled and removed.
The power company created a task force this spring to deal with the backlog of what it calls two-pole situations. These are non-emergencies where, while unsightly, the pole isn't considered a safety issue.
A pole won't be left in the ground if it's in danger of falling and creating a safety hazard.
Electricity is always at the top of a pole. Other utilities have to move in placement order. Mike Peddledy is a spokesman for Spectrum.
It usually takes a week or two once we're notified of a non-priority issue where we're being asked to move our facilities from, for instance, one pole to another pole.
Cincinnati Bell wouldn't specify a timeline, but says it tries to replace poles it owns as quickly as possible. Thielen says Duke is clearing about 452 poles a month, leaving 4,700 on the system as of the end of July. As for that precarious-looking situation in East Hyde Park, when WVXU went out to take a look a few days after calling about it, all that was left of the damaged pole was some sawdust on the sidewalk. 4,699 to go. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.